It seemed to Peter that his people did not talk to each other like they used to. They were all more concerned with their own lot in life and had less concern for others. Some members had left the tribe and moved on, seeking out a life any way they could. The land that Peter and his family called home was good for its inhabitants, many of whom were farmers or owned vineyards. But unfortunately, its location was subject to invasion by the armies of Britain, France, and Germany. They did not leave much for the peoples that lived there and called this place home. During the 30-year war of 1618 to 1648, Peter Lee served in the Imperial Bavarian and Swedish armies. He survived and returned home and became a small-time farmer like his father before him. Peter Lee was appointed captain of the militia in his community. The first day on the job, he and his militia provided crowd control during the trial of a local witch. It was not clear what happened with the girl, but Peter Lee was forced to watch when Margaret Kranz, called Black Margaret, was beheaded. He said to himself,
"I am a witness to how unjust mankind can be to their own kind."
The Protestant Reformation swept across Germany and Europe, and many of Luther's followers found themselves under considerable religious persecution. Peter Lee's youngest son was baptized, Johann Ludwig Knaus, at Dudelsheim, Germany in 1685. He had a thirst for reading the Word, and just like his fathers before him, he could tell a good story. On February 16, 1706, Johann Ludwig Knaus married 19-year-old Anna Margaretha Gorlach in Dudelsheim, Hesse, Germany. He was only 20 years old, but already the tribe recognized him as a man of great faith. Johann Ludwig was a lover of music, and he would often put memorized Bible verses to song. He knew who his father had named him after, and he felt a responsibility to live up to that name. He was known as a man of prayer, and he was very generous with whatever he had. Johann Ludwig and his family, along with other families that shared the same beliefs, gathered together in what was known as the Palatine. The people came from many different places, but they all shared a common view on the new religious movement. Johann Ludwig and Anna were blessed with a son born on October 6, 1714, Palatinate, Germany. For generations, the people of the Palatinate selected strong names for their children, especially names for their sons. Peter Lee had chosen the first name of Johann for all of his sons. This name was very popular, and it occurs upwards of 8,000 times out of 30,000 immigrants listed in America. Johann has the meaning,
the gracious gift of God, or the mercy of the Lord, and Ludwig, which has the meaning, one who is renowned, celebrated, or famous, a bold warrior.
Keeping up with tradition, Johann Ludwig and Anna named their new son Sebastian Heinrich Knaus, 1714 to 1777, sixth great-grandfather. Sebastian means
exalted, elevated, venerated, worshipful, revered. Heinrich tells of a courageous man, a spirited hero, possessing a large portion of courage to overcome.
Names were very important to these tribal peoples. Sebastian Heinrich was born in the village of Pittelsheim on October 6, 1714, and baptized on the next day. His parents, Johann Ludwig and Anna, were of the Reformed faith. The Palatinate lay on the western edge of the Holy Roman Empire, not far from France's eastern boundary. The ruler of Bohemia, called the Winter King, led a struggle with the Protestants against the Roman Catholic Church, and he participated in the 30 Years' War that lasted from 1619 until 1648. The Palatinate was badly battered, and the land was left to waste. The armies had taken what little there was to harvest.